This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. You may not know it, but that encyclopedia set you grew up with has a radical history. Published in France in the 1700s, the original Encyclopédie included 28 volumes with entries written by Voltaire and Rousseau. Its goal was rather lofty: gather the world's knowledge into one collection and to change how people think. Historians link its publication to the French Revolution. Since then, there have been several versions, from the pedestrian Britannica to today's crowdsourced Wikipedia. And now there's Actipedia.org. It's an open source website with a range of examples of creative change dating from before the Christian era to plans for events that haven't yet happened. NYU professor and Actipedia co-founder Stephen Duncombe is on the line from New York to tell us more. Stephen Duncombe, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so that was our wrap. How would you describe Actipedia?
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Well,
what it is it's an open access, open source, user-generated database of creative activist practices from around the world. And it was something that was created by my organization, which is the Center for Artistic Activism, along with the well-known media activist, the Yes Men, through their Yes Labs.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that there's activists who are doing these sort of creative actions all over the world, all over the country. And it's a practice which has happened for millennia, as you point out. Yet, we don't have a place to share these stories. We don't have one place where we can learn from one another and inspire one another with sort of the best practices of this mixing of the arts and activism. And so Actipedia.org is really a place where one can see what's been going on and what's happening right now and comment on it and hopefully inspire people to do new creative actions.
Okay, so what are some of the entries like then?
Ah, yes. Well, one of my favorites is how a mayor of Bogota, Colombia, resolved problems of jaywalking and light running in a city by hiring mimes and clowns to enforce the traffic laws. And it was actually so successful that the practice has actually spread to Venezuela and Brazil. Or closer to home, there's the Conflict Kitchen, which is a takeout restaurant in Pittsburgh
mm-hmm.
that only serves cuisine from countries that the U.S. is in conflict with. Mm-hmm. So nowadays, they're serving Iranian food, and they wrap it in wrapper that are covered with facts about Iran, its government, culture, the conflict with the United States, and so on and so forth.
And it looks like they were planning some sort of Skype meal between Pittsburgh and
yes,
Iran.
Exactly. And so this is a starting point for a discussion, and that's what makes it sort of a brilliant activist move, is that everybody likes to eat. It's one of the ways we actually do experience other cultures, and so it becomes an opening point for actually a dialogue about difference.
Mm. All right, so you can sort by oldest to newest, least popular, most popular. What are some of the most popular?
Well, some of the most popular are, I mean, one of the ones which I like and seems a lot of other people like is Jesus as a creative activist.
Yeah, I found that really interesting. That also, of course, turned up in the oldest. It says something about a radical Mediterranean Jewish priest.
Yes, exactly. And that's what he was. And he was actually quite creative in a lot of his tactics. I mean, everything from having these dinners in which he would kind of invite people who were the uninvitable to things like, going into the main temple in Jerusalem and kicking out the moneylenders. I mean,
right.
this is a performative project. And you can also sort by different topics. And so if you're interested in environmentalism, for example, or you're interested in peace, that whatever the topic which people tag their project with the most ends up rising to the top. And so, for example, if a lot of people tag environmental projects, that becomes one of the key search terms you can use.
Actipedia is open source, meaning that anyone can post. So how do you make sure, one, that entries are legitimate? And, you know, is there an editorial bent here, Stephen? You know, if somebody from the radical right, for example, or a white supremacist organization organized a protest and posted it, would you let it stay?
Yes, we actually would. That is that we went into this, both myself and my partner in this, Andy Bickelbaum, the Yes Men, with this idea that, look, this is what we do. We're experts in this. We study it and we're practitioners. And we have a very clear idea of what is a good practice and what is not. And that's exactly what we didn't want to have happen on Actipedia, is that we wanted to have our definitions of what creative activism is or artistic activism is expanded by what people thought was actually useful. And that includes people on the right. I actually think think some of the stuff that the Tea Party has done is incredibly creative. And even though I might disagree vehemently with the politics of, you know, say the neo-Nazis or something like that, perhaps what we can do is learn from their tactics, because they themselves have learned from the tactics of, say, the civil rights movements and so on. Now, that said, I was on Actopedia today and I found this entry.
Mm-hmm.
Get an automobile with negative credit history with no dollars down. And so that is the only thing that we censor, and we're ruthless, and we are in a constant war with spam, as is any open source, open access project.
All right, so before we run out of time, I'm remembering the whole Kony 2012 thing. Remember, you know, like you post something activist-like online and it spreads all over the place. I mean, any evidence that people are actually using this to get out on the streets and do something more than just read about it?
Well, I think, you know, this is always the question, which is the question is, what is the relationship between knowing something and actually doing something about it? I'm encouraged because what we're starting to get is a lot of postings from people who have actually done actions and want to share them with other people. Not just have heard about actions, not just have read about actions, although there's plenty of those, but also people that are doing them. And so this becomes a place to actually share, hey, I did this last week. What do you think about it? Maybe you can do it in your region as well. We also, at this point, I think we're over five. We only launched this a few weeks ago, and we have like over 500 entries, most of them in English, but also some of them in Spanish. We have people from Denmark. We have people from Kenya posting. And so one of the great things about the internet is it becomes this sort of hub. We can become a hub for a worldwide discussion, because the events of Arab Spring, if nothing else, you know, which then segued into the European summer, which then Occupy Fall, was that we actually learn from each other. And the internet is a great tool from learning best practices, inspiring one another.
Steve, I gotta cut you off there. I'm so sorry to say, but we'll put a link to actopedia.org on our website. And thanks.